Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
As the seconds tick towards full time in a close game, or the finish line comes into view, the urgency to apply ourselves to the task ahead builds. In clutch moments, our focus intensifies as we near the outcome. As competitors, we thrive in these moments when we go all in, and they're what we remember to motivate us in training, and lead us to the stories we recount with friends on long car journeys or at socials. You see, the big picture impacts our daily mindset as we train or compete. As sports people, we know perspective matters. What we believe about the future shapes our motivations and actions today. Today's verse from Revelation 21 zooms right out to an eternal perspective. It explains the eternal consequences of the two journeys people choose for their lives, either trusting in Jesus or choosing to reject him. Let's take a moment to play those two directions out. We rarely hear people talk about hell, but Jesus doesn't try to keep it a secret. He mentions hell 12 times in Matthew's Gospel alone. Even Jesus' name indicates that he came to save, and he makes it abundantly clear that he came to save us from hell. Here's three of Jesus' warnings about hell. First, it's a place of destruction that we should fear. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10, verse 28. Second, it's a place of punishment. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 13, verse 40 to 43. And finally, it lasts forever. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. What a dreadful description this is, isn't it? Jesus warns us about hell as a place of destruction that should be feared because it's a place of punishment that lasts forever for those who have not been saved from their sins by Jesus. This is serious, and we must acknowledge it and warn ourselves and others about it. We talk a lot more about heaven than about hell, but let's take a second to reflect on just how amazing heaven is. Here's three glorious truths about heaven from Revelation chapter 21. First, heaven will be physical. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Revelation 21 verse 1. There will be complete absence of all suffering. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21 verse 4. And Jesus will be right there with us. He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." Revelation chapter 21 verse 6. Today's broken world will be restored to perfection. No more pain, suffering, or death. No more injuries, no shame, no fractured relationships. And Jesus, who was present in person at the beginning of the world, will be there as the glorious King when it moves from its current broken state to being made whole again. Does this perspective stir up urgency to tell people the good news of Jesus? The Bible is clear, it isn't just good news for today. It's the only news to trust in for victory when the game of life is up. Because through it, we are saved from the eternal consequence of our sin, our rebellion against a God, which is death. Today you have news that is genuinely life-changing and life-sparing to share with those around you. The good news of Jesus saves all those who trust in it from the destructive horror of hell, and to the restored, perfect world of heaven. Let this eternal perspective shape your heart for your sports friends. It's easy to lose this focus when today's victories or defeats often appear more significant. Why not take a moment before each training session or match to reflect on such an eternal perspective? Ask God to help you make the most of the opportunity you have right now, however big or small. Go all in on sharing Jesus. But remember, your eternity is secure, regardless of how you feel about your performance in this area. This is an eternal game that Christ has already won, and you get to be on his team. Invite others to join you, and trust God with what they do with such a grand invitation. Let's pray for ourselves. Dear Lord, thank you for saving me from my sin through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, so that I can look forward to an eternity in heaven that I could never earn for myself. Help me not to lose sight of the eternal destination of heaven or hell that face my sports friends as I look to share the good news of Jesus with them today. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.